This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 3rd December 2020. Top stories for today. Putrajaya MP Mariachin Abdullah criticised the government's refusal to update Malaysia's laws to allow Malaysian women to share the same rights as Malaysian men to confer Malaysian citizenship on their children when born to a non-Malaysian spouse. Maria said Malaysia's discriminatory nationality law conflicts with two international treaties ratified by Malaysia, namely the UN Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women and the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. Meanwhile, Malaysia have expressed confusion about the criteria for the iSinar withdrawal scheme as announced yesterday by the Employees Provident Fund EPF, for which at least 8 million members are said to be eligible. EPF stated only those who had suffered a 30% income reduction or more, including other benefits such as allowance and overtime from March 1, 2020 onwards, are qualified. Sime Dabi Plantation SDP announced today it will halt ongoing internal investigations after failing to obtain relevant evidence and witnesses during a revisitation of a case highlighted in a news report amid allegations of sexual harassment against female employees at its estates. SDP said a complainant identified in the allegations had insisted that she was in no way coerced or intimidated into withdrawing her complaint at the material time when the alleged incidents took place. Cyclone Burevi hit Sri Lanka overnight, rattling the island nation but leaving it relatively unscathed on its way to southern India. Packing winds up to 60 miles an hour, it soaked parts of the country but caused no casualties and less devastation than feared. Human Rights urged Bangladesh today to stop its plans to ship thousands of Rohingya refugees to a remote island. Bangladesh says moving refugees who agree to go to the island will ease chronic overcrowding in its camps, which are home to more than 1 million Rohingya members of a Muslim minority who have fled neighbouring Myanmar. Prosecutors have asked Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to report for voluntary questioning in a case they are building against his secretary over unreported political funds involving as much as 40 million yen, equivalent to 1.5 billion ringgit. Abe said last week he was aware of the accusations and promised his office would fully cooperate with prosecutors. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.